Hey all, welcome back to our anonymous mystery. On the last episode, we discussed a contest that has recently hit the internet to help find Devon. After 25 years, her parents have put up a reward for information about their daughter's disappearance and possible whereabouts. This started a lot of questions from you guys about where the parents have been all these years. So we thought it was the perfect time to bring them into this.
Yep.
The most frequent question we've been getting is, where have the parents been all this time? And honestly, we were wondering the same thing. When Devon first disappeared, they spoke to the media a lot about what they were struggling with. The criticism, the pressure, the questions. But since late 99, when the story kind of died away, we didn't really hear anything about them. I would imagine that if I were a parent and this happened to my child, I would keep bringing them up, reminding the public about them.
Same. And when we were discussing the parents and how they responded in those first few months, all I heard was me, me, me.
Uh-huh.
It was their struggle. How people were criticizing them. Why people were asking them about sending their daughter away. How they didn't realize the conditions were that bad. There was a lot of airtime about them, but not about Devon. It should have always been about Devon.
I agree. They played it up like they were the victims. Like, woe is me, everybody hates us.
Well, everyone should. They shipped their daughter away to this abusive hospital, and when it shut down, they wouldn't even fly back to get her. If my kid had gone through that, you bet your ass I would be on the plane with them. But they were just passing the buck.
We can't say whether or not that's what happened. That's speculation, which doesn't help. We're here to talk about what we know, not what we would have done different.
Well,
and what we know is that Devon's parents sent her to the hospital, didn't retrieve her when it was shutting down, then went on television and painted themselves as victims. All of those are horrible, and now there's this contest, which is super suspect, but that's all we know.
That's all we can prove, but not all we know.
Speculation will not help us, our listeners, or Devon. Now let's get back to where her parents have been and the answer.
Georgia. They still live in Georgia. They are living a quiet life in the same house they lived in when they shipped their daughter away. They don't do interviews. They don't hold vigils. They just go about their life.
And now, seemingly out of nowhere, they've stepped back into the spotlight.
Or at least someone has. Someone claiming to be them.
It's true, we haven't been able to verify who set up this website, but it's hard to imagine they're not involved.
Whatever. This shit is suspect, and so are they.
Okay, we get it. You're not entering the contest, but this isn't about the contest. It's about Devon's parents.
Fair. All we know about them is they abandoned their daughter, used her tragedy to complain about their lives, and then disappeared themselves. I honestly don't know if that poor girl was better off with or without them.
Ouch. That was harsh.
But also true.
Well, I can't disagree with that. I can already imagine what the message board is going to look like this week. A lot of pissed off listeners.
And rightfully so. We're trying to find these people's daughter. It would be nice if they were as concerned as we are.
Okay, and with that, we are going to wrap up this episode. C, do you want to say anything before signing off? She's shaking her head. Okay, for all of those who submitted tips to devonismissing.com, thank you for your passion. You are driving this search. So yeah, remember, somewhere out there is the truth behind what happened to Devon, and the person to uncover it might be you.